This week on Senior Voices, we meet Dan Nagel. Dan and his family have lived in Dayton for generations. He attended Chaminade High School and the University of Dayton before a stint in the Army and law school at Georgetown. Last September, he shared his story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Linda Pitzer.
Do you have a favorite thing about living in Dayton? Would you recommend it to other people?
Sure. I think at the present time, living in Dayton has got to be nothing but plus, plus, plus. We have seen, as other cities have deteriorated moderately over time, Dayton did the same thing. The bad thing, there's the good and the bad is all here. And the bad is, even growing up, Dayton had a ghetto. And the ghetto was surrounded by, the river, Mad River, to home, where the right historical area is in that particular area. At one time, they had everything there. They had the shops. They couldn't. Folks didn't even have to go downtown. It's like when my daughter said they live in Atlanta. That's fine. They don't live in Atlanta. They live in Marietta, which is outside of Atlanta. They probably never go into Atlanta. And that's the way it was there, and that's the way it was like when we lived in Dayton View. We had a lot of accommodations there. But unfortunately, in 1966, in that area, the riots occurred, and the places were taken down, and they're trying to come back, and the scars are still there, and they're trying to come back, and I think it'll come back beautifully. When I was studying the law, the statement there was, and the moral was, your word was as good as gold. And now I think there's a little change, and there seems like a lot of people say, what's in it for me? I think one of the things that we're doing, in fact, what's generating this conversation is something that's being put on record for the future, a black box that's is available to somebody 100 years from now. And I think the biggest thing is the people who are working in Dayton, who are trying to improve our life, to improve our town, through any... I can just imagine if we were hit with Irma, like what Irma's doing right now, how solidified the people of Dayton would come together. And I think that's one of the biggest things also. It's neat. It's neat to go to the grocery store and just have somebody come up and say, can I help you with anything to put in the car? And this is what I'm finding a lot that's being done. And I'd just like to see that carried over. In all facts of income-related people, and just get off of the me attitude.
That was Dayton native Dan Nagel speaking with Linda Pitzer as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer William Brown. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.